And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we need here on a Football Friday a little Ben Volen, senior NFL writer from the Boston Globe. Spent a lot of time down here in South Florida. Benny, good morning. How you doing?
You know, it's funny. I need a little Joe Rose in my morning here. So this is a good thing for us both, I think.
Hey, Ben, I just want to let you know it was probably a good thing I didn't see you after that game. I wasn't feeling great, even though the Dolphins did win that game 15-10. It wasn't exactly you going, yes, we put it together. It just kind of didn't have that feel to it. What'd you think of the game overall?
You know, I'll tell you, it's obviously a very ugly. That's going to happen when you have the Patriots, the worst team in the NFL, and the Dolphins starting a third-string quarterback. I was fairly impressed with the Dolphins, though, to come out of there with 372 total yards.
That's true.
193 on the ground. You know, I was impressed with Mike McDaniel. I thought he did a good job of running a lot of play action, a lot of misdirection, kind of come up with some creativity to move the ball when you're an offensively, you know, limited team,
yeah,
like the Dolphins were with Tyler Huntley. And you're not seeing that from the Patriots. That's been a very frustrating thing with watching them so far with this new offense with Jacoby Brissett and Alex Van Pelt. It's just been totally vanilla. They have the fewest play-action passes in the league. There's no trickery. There's nothing to push the ball downfield. You know, we'll see if that changes with Drake May moving forward. But I'll give the Dolphins credit to put up 372 yards with a limited offense,
yeah,
and to run the ball as well as they did. I don't know, that was a good coaching job by the Dolphins.
No, they did run the ball well. You're right. Both Wright and Mostert had good games, and to balance it out just about yard for yard, 193, 194 from run to pass was good. So what do you expect from Drake May, man? You haven't seen action. That offensive line's not great right now in pass protection. What do you expect?
Yeah, not much, and not necessarily because Drake May can't play. You know, we'll see. But I don't think this team is set up for any quarterback to have success. And I mean, I'm including Tom Brady in that situation. No offensive line, no playmakers at wide receiver. Injuries are really starting to affect the team. The defense just got, you know, bulldozed by the Dolphins last week. The modern player on the offensive line, center David Andrews, he's out for the season. They have the most pressure of any team in the NFL this year. So it's a disastrous situation that Drake May is walking into. And unless he's Superman, it's going to be for him. They're not going to win games. He's not going to put up stats. And then we're going to go into the offseason being like, well, what did we learn about Drake May? Well, we're not really sure because we don't know if he can play because they have nothing around him. So
yeah, that's a tough one. Boy, that's a tough one to throw a guy into. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a multi-year rebuild for the Patriots. They need to really hit on some draft to get some receivers. They don't have anyone, Joe, who can beat press coverage. They don't have anyone who can win a one-on-one matchup on the outside. This team is just not built for a rookie quarterback. So they're throwing him in there because, you know, the offense was stuck in neutral with Jacoby Brissett. But I don't have any real expectations for Drake May to play well just because I don't think they have anything around him right now.
I know you cover the AFC East, too, and I wanted to ask you about everything going on with the Jets, who look very dysfunctional right now with apparently Aaron Rodgers not knowing anything about what's going on. It's incredible how he didn't know anything, even though he talked to the owner the night before. It's amazing. What's your take on the Jets? They make Nathaniel Hackett is still the offensive coordinator in title, but has no power like an offensive coordinator. What do you expect it's going to look like Monday night against the Bills?
You know, I do think the Jets will probably benefit from the, you know, like the boost that you get from firing a coach. Usually, you know, quarterback is benched or a coach is fired, the team often comes out the next week and looks pretty good. Like Andy Dalton and the Panthers had a good win a few weeks ago when he got into the lineup. So I would think that the Jets offense might start looking better. The problem with the Jets right now is their offense. Aaron Rodgers and the offense have not played well in any game other than against the Patriots. He threw three picks last week against the Vikings. And so I don't know how firing the defensive coach fixes any of their issues, that being Robert Saleh, of course.
Yeah.
It's got to be Aaron Rodgers. He's got to pick up his play. He and the offense need to get on the same page. Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 28 straight, which is kind of a remarkable stat. He's, you know, at his age 40, you have to wonder now, like, Is he trying to get rid of the ball too quickly because he doesn't want to take the hits anymore? You know, is he kind of a shell of his former self? It certainly looks from the outside like Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson spoke on Monday night. I don't know if Rodgers ordered the code red, but he made it clear that he wasn't thrilled with Saleh. I don't think Woody Johnson was thrilled with Robert Saleh either. Johnson probably read the room and decided to get rid of the coach without Aaron Rodgers explicitly asking for it. But Rodgers, with as much power as he have, he obviously could have stepped in and saved Saleh's job if he wanted to. But clearly, Rodgers runs the show there, and they've made the deal with the devil now. They have to go all in with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's who they've decided is running their team now.
I crack up when he goes, oh, why does everybody think I have so much power on this team? I like you. Because you do. That's why. Hey, so, Ben, I got to ask you, the Bills are a mystery team to me. I looked at that group of receivers before the year, and I said, I just don't see it. You're asking this quarterback, Josh Allen, to do more than I think he can do. And all of a sudden, they look great. They pounded the Dolphins in the first game, but now 3-2, and the Jets actually have a chance to take a lead in the AFC East if they can win this game on Monday night. What's your take on the Buffalo Bills? Are they still clearly the best team in the East to you?
I think they probably are the best team. I don't know if it's clearly. I think they're probably the best team in the East. The thing about the Bills the last few years is they beat up on the bad teams, but they fall short against the good teams. It's kind of similar to what the Dolphins have gone through, and you see it now with the Bills. They beat up on some teams early in the season. You know, obviously the Dolphins, I think, are a little better than what they showed in week two, but that was obviously a bad performance by the Dolphins. But then the last 2 weeks, the Bills play the Ravens and the Texans, and they lose both games. And if not for a big comeback in the fourth quarter, it would have been a blowout loss to the Texans last week. I'm not as worried about Josh Allen's receivers as I am just about the overall composition of the team and whether they have the toughness to beat some of these better teams and their ability to run the ball. Like in these games against the Ravens and the Texans, you have to be able to control the clock a little bit. And when Josh Allen's going 9-for-30, that's a big issue.
Weird. Yeah.
For the Bills. But, you know, the other thing with the Bills is this Josh Allen, the way he's escaped the concussion protocol is shocking to me. I mean, we all saw it at the end of last game. He slammed his head on the turf, looked like he briefly lost consciousness. He's in and out of the game in 5 minutes. He's not in the protocol this week. I'm shocked that isn't dealing with some of the fallout here. And I think there needs to be more, an investigation into what happened, because Josh Allen, by all accounts, really should have gotten a more thorough concussion check than he did. And it really felt like the Bills were playing loose with the rules last week.
Hey, Ben, if that would have happened down here in a Dolphins game, that guy would be out 2 weeks with that hit, not just one, any of our guys. We down here, it's a little different situation because of Tua's concussions. I agree. I know a lot of people are going, what's going on? How the hell did he basically, miss a play and then come right back in? And I go, because he went in that and go, hurry up, guys. I got to get back out on the field. This is ridiculous. I'm fine. And you know what I thought of? You remember Edelman got the crap knocked out of him? Was that in the Super Bowl in the playoff game? And he was out of it, but he went in there and told those guys he's fine. What do you do if those guys lie when they go in there and the doctor's going through it? Are you fine? He goes, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I'm fine. I had to come in here because you asked me, can I get back out on the field, please?
Well, and that's the thing about the NFL concussion protocol, Joe, is it's supposed to take the decision out of the player's hand. There's supposed to be adults in the room, unaffiliated concussion spotter and team doctors. They're supposed to take Josh Allen, take his helmet, give him a full concussion evaluation. The seriousness of it, I know that, you can go into the blue tent now and do it, but Hardy slammed his head on the turf. He should have gone back into the locker room, into a quiet, dark place. They should have given him a full evaluation instead of the quickie drive-by, whatever they gave him, if they did give him anything in the tent. I understand the players want to get back out there, but they're supposed to protect the players from themselves, and the Bills and the NFL should have known better. And I think there needs to be more looked into this, because Josh Allen, it really seemed like the Bills and the NFL really fumbled this opportunity.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're running the same program everywhere. I don't disagree with that at all. Hey, Benny, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you giving us a little teaser before. So how do you feel about when Tua comes back and the Dolphins getting this thing turned around from what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's... It seems like Tua, I mean, he obviously wants to play, and his IR stint is going to be up after one more game. So, you know, this bye week certainly is helpful. I know the Dolphins are not saying anything definitively and are trying to slow play it, but I would think Tua wants to get back in the lineup as quickly as possible, and as long as he's not feeling any neurological effects, how do you keep him out? What's to say that he's going to be at any more risk now than he is in 3 weeks or a month from now or 4 months from now if he's not feeling any more symptoms? So if he's symptom-free, I think he's going to want to play pretty soon. And I think the Dolphins will get back on track. I don't know if they're going to be Super Bowl contenders like they want to be, but I think they'll win some games and be competitive and get the offense clicking again and at least compete for, you know, one of the final wild card spots. I wasn't high on them entering the season because I don't think they did enough to improve a team that just has kind of fallen apart in December and January the last 2 years. But I think they're better than, obviously, you know, 32nd in scoring. And the offense is going to look a lot better when Tua does come back.
Yeah, the 12 points a game is just, that's not what you expected for sure. No matter who's playing quarterback, I didn't expect that. Hey, Ben, thank you. Great having you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, you're the man, Joe.